On Thursday, January the 5th, 2006, Zee Charnot wrote a letter to Deborah Nuff, BA, Masters of Education, Education Consultant, Campaign Manager for Carol Hughes, New Democratic Party, NDP, 28 Prince Edward Walk, Elliott Lake, Ontario, Canada, P5A, 1Z7, with a copy sent to Carol Hughes. Regarding policy advisorship of Zira Z. P. Charnot, Ph.D., strategist and writer, and S. Jennifer Gray Charnot, honors B.Sc. Thank you for your time and for your attention on Tuesday, January the 3rd, 2006. You specified that we should state our case on one page. I could commence by using very small fonts to cram much onto that one page. Alternatively, I could use very large fonts and make a few very bold statements. I want to contrast paradigms. Quoting Fritjof Capra, Ph.D., from his book The Web of Life, the old paradigm is the universe as a mechanical system composed of elementary building blocks, life in society as a competitive struggle for existence, the belief in unlimited material progress to be achieved through economic and technological growth, and the belief that a society in which the females are everywhere subsumed under the male is one that follows a basic law of nature. The new paradigm urgently needed. Alternatively, everything and everyone is connected in some way, to some extent. There is a fundamental interdependence of all phenomena. We must heed the context of a 230% increase in the magnetic energy of the sun since 1901. If what I have said so far merits sufficient attention to read a second page. We both voted NDP in the last election. I testified before Parliament with Dr. Stuart Hill on environmental issues. As a result, I was appointed as a delegate from Canada to the Changing Atmosphere Conference, presided over by NDP Ambassador to the UN, Stephen Lewis. A conference document, The Changing Atmosphere, Implications for Global Security, conference statement, is available online at our website. I was the convener of the conference that yielded the Jakobstadl Declaration, which accounted for part of the agenda of the G7 conferences for 2 years. This is available at our website in a zip file with related documents at our website, and or a hard copy can be made available. This contribution was acknowledged by 3 heads of state: the late President François Mitterrand, Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, and Prime Minister Brian Mulroney. I chaired the UN group, the United Nations group, in the fall, dedicated to epistemology, the ecology of knowledge, for 5 years. A list of conference audio recordings and transcriptions are available online at our website. I was appointed by the Liberal provincial government to the Planning Commission for a new city of 250,000 people near Pickering, Ontario. Both the Vice President of CEDA, the Canadian International Development Agency, and the Provincial Minister of Government Services for Ontario, Richard Patten, MPP, gave me their time at the Trent University Conference dedicated to the Brundtland Commission report. A document written in response to the Brundtland Commission, titled A Global Agenda for Change, Our Common Future, is available online at our website. If what I have said so far merits sufficient attention to read a third page. I completed 9 semesters of academic work at the University of Waterloo, supervised by Professor Kiyoshi Izumi in 1986. I can provide a copy of his report to Ontario Graduate Studies, showing his comments and the A+ rating he gave me. I founded and operated Domain Ecodynamics Research Foundation from 1986 to 1993. Jennifer was the administrative assistant. I have just published 2 books, 1, What Life Is and What Life Is For, and 2, Anaclism. These books are available at your request. These are also available online at our website. I founded and operated EarthLab Intellectual Properties, NV, and the related EarthLab organizations in 1979. I founded and was managing director of Devatron Limited and Devatron International in Scotland and the Isle of Man, respectively, in 1973 and 1977. In these organizations, we researched and developed life essential industries, protected and controlled environmental cropping, 2, vacuum sonic distillation, and 3, bioreactor technology to yield pipeline quality methane from human sewage in as few as 2.5 hours. A document titled Research in Inventory, briefly describing the heritage for EcoHealth, is available at our website. These technologies allow 43,000 people to be fed on as few as 2.4 acres. We are able to produce fresh water from brackish water or seawater for 57% of the operational cost of any other producer. Conventional agriculture is no longer viable. Planning strategies for all life essentials, air, water, food, shelter, waste processing, healthcare, education, etc., require a locally self-reliant orientation. Most sincerely, Zira Z. P. Charnot. And then there are almost 2 pages of endnotes providing the links to all of the documentation listed in the letter. The following letter was written on January the 14th, after an election, a federal election, January the 13th, 2006. To successfully elected NDP members of the federal parliament, this letter, or email, is being sent to all of the successfully elected NDP members of parliament to see if there is consensus in the policy directives suggested in the attached 4 pages that were sent to our local NDP candidate and her campaign manager, with whom we met and spoke extensively on January the 3rd, 2006. Would any one of you or all of you provide sponsorship of the policy advisorship as described? Please study our website for a more elaborate set of policies and principles that are inferred and implied in documents and in photo albums.